Johnny could marching home again. Hooray, hooray.
The year was 1917, the bloody war was on. The call went out from Washington, we want your native son. The call to arms, the battle cry, the fight for liberty, was idle chatter to the folks in Pall Mall, Tennessee. Then greetings came to Alvin York, a mighty mountain man. He said, I will not go to war, it is against God's plan. Although I fear no man on earth, I will obey God's will. Because the sixth commandment says, thou shalt not kill. But one day on a mountainside, a voice from heaven he heard. The 20th chapter of St. Luke, he read the 25th verse. Render unto Caesar the things that Caesar's be. God says, deliver unto God that which belongs to me. Then off to war across the sea, goodbye to valleys green. I go to fight an enemy that I have never seen. The right to live in freedom, so dear to everyone. I'll give my life in trying to exterminate the Hun. Then through the Argonne forest on a cold October day, machine gun fire was heavy on Hill 223. The captain called for volunteers of brave men who would go. Silence those machine guns or our progress would be slow. When the smoke had cleared and with the enemy on the run, 20 men had fallen from the fire of Alvin's gun. Back to his battalion, his mission now was through. The prisoners he had captured numbered 132. As long as the sun sets in the west, as long as Wolf River flows, we'll never forget the man who saved his buddies from his foes. When the wind blows through the pines and we hear the whippoorwill, he'll always be remembered when his spirit walks these hills.